the one and only spunky and soulful Queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas, and Breakaway closes out the show. I wanted to leave you with something classic that will stick with you all week. We also heard Jenny Smith, who was a Steve Allen show regular, the zany and fun It's Murder for Roberta from 1962. Sandy Shaw and her German version of Long Live Love, Du Wiest von Deinem Glück from Vogue Schlappen in 1965. And then the adored Chinese actress, producer, singer, and absolutely adorable Nancy Sitt with her version of Love Potion number 9. Little Bit of Fuzz before that from 60s teen singer, not a teenager, but she did sing with a teen voice, Sue Thompson, and It's Breakup Time from 1965. And we started with Hoboken girl group trio, the Cinderellas, and The Trouble with Boys. That closes things out today here on Crayons to Perfume. Thanks so much for joining me once again to hear the voices of all these ladies. I love being here with you every week. So thanks for joining me. Stay tuned for Rotations. It's on next. And make sure you tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m. for Shaken Street with Joe Bealock. He starts Friday's programming off right. Until we can all be together again next Thursday at 7 p.m. Good night.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed.
And Coke refreshes you best.
It's the refreshing best.
Food goes better with fun. Goes better with you. Go better with
Coca-Cola.
The real life one puts
extra fun.
Better with Coke. Coke.
You get a positive charge.
I see sadness in your eyes, and I do think that I know why. They left us on the street to live or die, and it's high time we both should realize all we ever got from them was pain. Every time was us that got the blame. They never gave a damn for us, never gave a hand to us. All we ever got from them was pain. Our friends have left us stranded on the street. Prospects of the hour don't look too sweet. Not a friendly face in sight that we could meet. The game they played with us is now complete. All we ever got from them was pain. Every time was us that got the blame. They never gave a damn for us, never gave a hand to us. All we ever got from them was pain. Bitterness inside me fills my brain. I love them very much, but just the same. All we ever got from them was pain. Every time was us that got the blame. Yes, and all we ever got from them was pain. All we ever got from them was rage, tears of grief. Why
is the one who must be the thief. Come to me now, you know we're so alone, and life is brief. Scratched your name in sand. Though you thought it was nothing more than a place for you to stand, I want you to know that while we watched, you discovered there was no one true. Remember now, I thought it was a childish thing to do. Tears of rage, tears of greed. Why I'm always the one who must be the thief. Come to me now, you know we're so alone. Is brief. It all seems so very painless when you went out to receive all that false instruction that we never could believe. Heart is filled with gold as if it was a purse. But oh, what kind of love is this that goes from bad to worse? Tears of rage, tears of grief. I'm always the one who must be the thief. Come to me now, you know we're so alone, and life is brief.
no good trying to place your hand where I can't see, because I understand that you're different from me. Yes, I can tell that you can't be what you pretend, and you're rocking backwards and you're rocking towards the red and yellow mane of a stallion horse.
Fear's a man's best friend. Say, fear's a man's best friend. Say, fear. nowhere. Where to, my son? We're already dead, but not yet in the ground. Come on, shake my helping hand. I'll show you around. You know it makes sense. Don't even think about it. Life and death are things you just do.
Everyone's got Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Rotations. It is the third week of April, and I am Miss Christina Ginger here with you for the next hour. And I, sorry to bring you down in that first set of music, but it's sort of reflective of my mind state these days. Just, and I'm sure it's also reflective of a lot of society's mind state these days. And so I just had to get it out. And don't worry, the show does get a little bit more upbeat as we go on, of course. But, you know, came out of the gates with a little bit of sorrow and pain. And we started off the show with Alex Chilton doing All We Ever Got From Them Was Pain. That is from the Free Again, the 1970 Sessions album, which was released by Omnivore Records in 2012. And following Alex Chilton, we had Gene Clark doing Tears of Rage. What a pairing, right? What a pairing in terms of song title. This comes off of the White Light album, which was released in 1971 and was produced by a guitar virtuoso and just all-around session guy, Jesse Ed Davis, who was a Native American player who sadly met a tragic death in the late 80s due to heroin use, but just had his praises sung about him. So send one out to Gene Clark and send one out to Jesse Ed Davis. Following Gene Clark, we had the Sadies doing More Alone off of the 2022 release Colder Streams. And following the Sadies, we had Neutral Milk Hotel doing Ghost off of the Aeroplane Over the Sea album. Following Neutral Milk Hotel, we had Syd Barrett doing No Good Trying off of the Madcap Laughs album. I have a really soft spot for these two solo albums of his, and I just feel like this song sort of shows the disembodiment of trying to make something work and it just somewhat being askew, so to speak, if you listen to the music. And following Syd Barrett, we had John Cale doing Fear Is a Man's Best Friend. As I said, I'm sure this first set is very reflective of the social mindset and mood for most of us. And this one, I feel, is very cathartic for John Cale as well. I mean, I can just absolutely see him screaming and standing in the middle of the studio smashing a cymbal with a drumstick. And I'm sure some of us would like to do that on a daily basis. Following John Cale and closing off that set, we had Liz Phair doing Shitloads of Money off of the White Chocolate Space Egg album, which was released in 1998. This is also a vinyl pressing of that. I found it, I remember, as a kid, and it was labeled 150 gram virgin vinyl pressing. And that was the first time I think I ever purchased a record that was touting this new heavyweight vinyl that became so trendy and continues to be trendy today. But, you know, Liz also just making a scathing commentary about how it's nice to be paid, right? And it's nice to actually get a little bit of respect, but who knows? Who knows if that's ever going to happen? Anyways, sorry to be such a downer. Sometimes you just got to get it out. But we are going to move on. Like I said, the set does pick up. We have some really beautiful things coming, and we're going to start it off with one of the most beautiful of them all, Tim Buckley.
Don't remember what to say. You don't remember what to do. You don't remember where to go. You don't remember what to choose. You weep, you steal, you feel, you leave down, down. Yeah. thought you were flying, but you opened your eyes and you found yourself falling back to yesterday's light. Hello, Pleasant Street. Oh, you know she's back again. He'll spin you, he'll weave you round his emerald loom, and softly you'll whisper all around his ear to you, lover. Down.
A lovely gala on Friday night. Decorations, balloons, and lights. Many great folks were spotted there. Best of all, Mr. Fred Astaire. As the music began to play, that great dancer began to sway. Like a feather, he floated round to the wonderfully pleasant sound. Never have I seen such display of class and of style and of grace. When I thought I had seen everything, he shot like a star into space. On the face of the moon he danced, on a comet he kicked and pranced. When I asked how it was he flew, he told me all you have to do is dance, 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 like the gentleman Fred Astaire. Dance, 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 you'll find you're as light.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's get into that second set of music. We started it off with the gorgeous song Pleasant Street by Tim Buckley. However, the lyric matter is far from pleasant, as it's dealing with really difficult things in his life, namely drug use and just going through the motions of that. And I did say that the show was moving in a positive direction, and it is. It did. But this Tim Buckley song really sort of makes you process the dissonance between beautiful music and beautiful vocals versus a really harsh subject matter, which I think he does so well there. So, not to sound pedantic, but it is something that I love the contrast of, and I think music like that is so important to partake in. Following Tim Buckley, we had Patti Smith doing Frederick, a song that really does move us into the light. This was her love song to Fred Sonic Smith. It comes off of the Wave album, and I love how the song just sort of spirals and builds in dynamic and has the synthesizers and all of these things. It's really just, it wraps around you. And it's a song that reminds me of both the Tim Buckley song, both the X-Ray Specs song, which follows it, and also a lot of Bruce Springsteen, which makes perfect sense for the time. And speaking of the X-Ray Specs song, following Patti Smith, we did have X-Ray Specs doing Prayer for Peace. This comes off of their second album from 1995, entitled Conscious Consumer. And this isn't an album that I am too very familiar with. I will be honest with you, I love the first album so much. But I went to see the tribute to polystyrene performances at Lincoln Center a couple of weeks ago with fellow FMU DJ Susie Hot Rod. And there was so much of Polly's catalog that was represented, not just from the first X-Ray Specs album, but also from her solo album and from this X-Ray Specs album. And this was one of the songs that was performed, and it stuck with me, so I figured I would include it. I also think that it's a way of putting out some good energy into the world. We all do need a prayer for peace and respect and understanding and all of those things, because while we might feel downtrodden, as I expressed in the first set of music, we also do have to find a way to work our way through, and to also do it with being as gracious as we can to the people around us who are trying to do the same thing. And following X-Ray Specs, we moved up our energy just a notch more with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, one of Songship's most dynamic duos, if you ask me. They were doing Baby Don't You Worry. This comes off of the You're All I Need album from 1968. And I love the interplay. I love the way they both sound together. I'm going to be honest, I am a Marvin and Tammy versus a Marvin and Kim person. But, you know, everyone has their preference. And Marvin and Tammy are mine. Following Marvin and Tammy and closing off that set, we had something brand spanking new, literally less than a week old, from a combo entitled Lord Turtle and the Squire, hailing out of Rochester, New York. Of course, you know, I got to throw that in there. And Lord Turtle and the Squire are actually Pat, the singer of the Fox Sisters, and the Squire is Chris of Squires of the Subterrane, he who has just created some amazing jangle pop music over the years. And they've come together to release two songs. The song I played for you here was entitled The Gentleman Fred Astaire. It has that lovely Tropicalia energy, and you can absolutely picture Fred Astaire just kind of going crazy and dancing along to it. I posted the link to their Bandcamp in the playlist, so if you like what you heard, take a click over there, maybe pick up an MP3, or better yet, check out their other catalog material, the Fox Sisters and Squires of the Subterrane. Both groups, both artists have such a good catalog, and I know you'll probably find something that you enjoy if you just take 10 minutes to browse around on Bandcamp. All right, so I know I said I was moving up the energy and the tempo and the mood of the show, but I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the passing of drummer extraordinaire Clem Burke, who passed away about 2 weeks ago at this point. I know there have been some small tributes here on the station, and so I wanted to do my part by playing both a Blondie number and also a number from a side project of his entitled Magic Christian. So we're going to start off with Youth Nabbed as Sniper off of Blondie's Plastic Letters LP, and we're going to close off the show tonight with Come and Go off of the second Magic Christian album, which is from 2009 and was released on the Screamin' Apple Records label. I think that both of these songs are really fantastic representations of just the drumming talent that Clem had, and I'm sure that you'll be able to hear that as well. So until May, when I will be back with you on the third Thursday, I hope that you all have a great night, have a great weekend, and I hope that you're able to enjoy your Easter or non-Easter weekend, depending on which side of the spectrum you're on. All right, see you in May, everyone. Have a great night.
a million years, I won't be satisfied. You know it takes a long, long time to heal a heart like mine. When it comes to girls I know, was only in her eyes. I didn't know, that she would come up and let go. Mercy girl, don't break my heart. The world's too big to find. And when you know the only one is cheaper than a dime. If there ever comes a day when the odds are 8 to 9, that's when you'll know that you won't come home and then go, go. And when the time comes and things are said and done, until you do,
until you
I
do,
won't stop thinking of you. With another girl, it don't feel right, it's not the same. Funny thing, I still don't know where she lives and what's her name. If I ever get the chance to look into her eyes again, that's what she'll know, that she won't come and go.
Just keep on coming.
Holy radar! We're out of sight, we're gone!
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music!
That's our middle name!
Says be strong, but I just can't take it. Every time I look at you, I feel funny inside. Yeah, you don't know.